Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Microfiqh. In today's episode, we'll be talking about Salatul Ayat. This Salat, or this prayer, is an obligatory prayer that must be performed when certain circumstances come into play. These are the following. Number 1, a solar eclipse. Number 2, a lunar eclipse. Number 3, an earthquake. And number 4, an event on Earth or in the skies that invokes fear in the average person. Let's talk about solar and lunar eclipses. Whether they are a partial or a complete eclipse, we are required to pray Salatul Ayat. The time for the prayer begins with the beginning of the eclipse, and the end of the time is when the eclipse ends. Now, it is best to start our prayer before the eclipse reaches its halfway mark. And it's important to note that if it's a full eclipse and you haven't prayed the obligatory Salatul Ayat because you didn't know about it or you forgot about it, it is obligatory upon you to pray its qada. Now, if it's a partial eclipse and you didn't know about it, you are not obliged to pray it. Now, the third event is that of an earthquake. The time for when you need to pray your obligatory Salatul Ayat is from the time the earthquake begins until such time that you are able to do it as soon as you practically can. The fourth event is a natural phenomenon, whether it's on the earth or in the sky, such as really dark nights, red skies, fire in the air, or sounds coming out of the skies, thunderstorms and lightnings, anything that invokes fear in the average person. That requires you to pray obligatory Salatul Ayat. Now, each of these has their own obligatory prayer. So if two or three or four of those happen at the same time, you need to pray two or three or four obligatory Salatul Ayat. But you don't have to pray it immediately. Just don't leave it too long. Now, who is it obligatory upon to pray the Salatul Ayat? It is obligatory upon the people of the area in which the event occurred. So if something happens in New York, you don't need to pray it if you're in Sydney. So how do you pray Salatul Ayat? Well, there are a number of methods. We're going to discuss the two most common methods of Salatul Ayat. Let's call them Method 1 and Method 2. The common features in all methods of Salatul Ayat is that they consist of two rak'ah and each rak'ah has five ruku' in them. So let's go through Method number 1. Method 1. First, your intention. You would then do your takbir. You would recite Surah Al-Hamd and another surah. You then go into your ruku'.
Subhanallah, 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 subhan rabbiyal azim wa bihamdi.
And get up from your ruku'. You would repeat Surah Al-Hamd and another surah. You would go into ruku' number 2. Get up from your ruku', recite Surah Al-Hamd, recite another surah, and you would do that until you reach 5 ruku'. At the end of your 5th ruku', you would say, Sami Allahu liman hamidah. Go into your 2 sajdas, stand up, and repeat the process one more time. That would finish 2 rak'ah. You would then do your tashahud and you would say your salam. For more information on how to perform these particular items, please refer to this video. Now, as usual, when you perform each of those ruku', you would mention the dhikr. And it is mustahab or recommended to mention takbir before and after each of the ruku'. Except the last one, where you say, Sami Allahu liman hamida. Method 2. The second method is slightly shorter, and this is how it's done. With your intention of praying your obligatory Salatul Ayat, say your takbir. You would then recite Surah Al-Hamd, and after that, you would divide a chosen surah into 5 different parts. So for the purposes of this example, let's select Surah Al-Qadr. You would say the following, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Inna Anzalnahu fi Laylatil Qadr. You would then go into ruku', and get up from your ruku. You would then recite the second part of this chosen surah. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. You would then go into ruku' again, get up from your ruku' and you would say the third part of this surah. Again, go into ruku', stand up, the fourth part of this surah. Again, go into your ruku', get up, and now the final part of the surah. You would go into your final ruku'.
Subhanallah, 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 subhana rabbi al-azim wa bihamdi. Samallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Then get up before going into your two sajdas.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar.
Stand up and repeat the process one more time. You would then do your tashahud and you would say your salam. How do you divide one surah into different parts? Well, you can recite one ayah, or more, or less, but as an obligatory precaution, you should make it at least a full sentence. So you shouldn't be reciting something that's half a sentence or doesn't make sense. Before the end of the fifth ruku', you need to have finished the surah that you have selected. And those items that are wajib or mustahab for your everyday obligatory prayers are also wajib and mustahab for your obligatory Salatul Ayat. With the exception of that, if you are praying in congregation, you would call out As-Salah three times instead of calling the Adhan and Iqama. And speaking of congregational prayers, if you're a follower of Sayyid Sistani, you can only pray Salatul Ayat for solar and lunar eclipses in congregations. What about your Qunut? It is recommended to say Qunut after the 2nd, 4th, 6th, 8th, and 10th ruku' of Salatul Ayat. And it is sufficient to simply say it at the end of the 10th ruku'. And this is how you pray Salatul Ayat. This is Microfiqh, giving you a little dose of fiqh wherever you are. Okay, cool.